Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. Now, here we are at the conclusion, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, one of the most famous teachings that Jesus delivered, and he sums it all up like this. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who heareth these sayings of mine and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell. And great was its fall. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Wow, I am just so encouraged this morning, just reading these verses. And, you know, I'm thinking back over the last two chapters that have just been incredible for me. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many times I read them, it always brings something new. It always brings fresh insight, fresh encouragement. And, you know, I feel like the whole summary of it was Jesus said, I've come to give you a new heart. I've come to give you a new heart that has a love for me, a love for others, where it's not about just keeping the rules. It's not about the drudgery of, you know, I have to do this and I have to do that. You've heard it said, you know, an eye for an eye, but a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, and it goes on to talk about, you know, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, love them which persecute you. And it's like this amazing. It's just amazing because you realize that it's not possible but for the grace of God, but for the love of God in our hearts, surrendering our life to Christ and Him coming in and doing a new work, shedding His love abroad in our hearts. You know, it's so cool to think the same love that caused Jesus to leave his Father in heaven, to come down to earth, to walk with us, and then to die, and to pay the price for our sins, because their justice demanded that a price had to be paid, because God created us with a free choice, the free will, and we've all sinned, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And so Jesus came down, was the perfect sacrifice, the lamb that was slaughtered for us. And then it's like, He provided us the opportunity through his redemption to have a new heart. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that exciting? And so if we will follow these teachings, if I will follow this wisdom that he's laid out here, he's saying that my life will be founded on nothing else than the rock. The rock. Isn't that cool? And then if I don't, though, what a loving, yet grave warning, if you don't, our life is gonna be a mess. Our life is gonna end with a fall. He said, our house will fall, and it won't just fall, but great will be its fall. But if we'll allow Jesus to live in our hearts and to base our life upon the rock, we can weather any storm. Isn't that beautiful? So, Father, I just pray that you would just please help me, help my family, help my friends, help all of us to build our house on the rock. Not any rock, but the rock. Father God, we recognize that you are the rock. You are the author of our salvation. You are the beginning and you're the end. It's our life. It's all based upon you. We recognize you were here before us. You'll be here after us. And we want to anchor. We want to put our life and build our future upon the rock. Father God, I pray that you would not only allow us to do that, but allow us, Father, to be able to encourage others that, as the verses before shared, that they would see the fruits, Father. And in the chapter before, in chapter 5, where that we are the light, we are the city on a hill, Father God. Let us be that city on a hill, not so that men will speak well of me or us, but Father God, that it would draw them to the light, that they would taste the salt and they would see that they would want more of it. They would want to build their life on the rock. Father, let us be different. Let us be set apart. And Father, let them see the love that we have for others, regardless of how they treat us, regardless of what they do to us, Father God. We pray this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes through my podcast on iTunes, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless and go out and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day.